iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to iGlobal Radio, and this is the iMoney Show. I'm joined today by advocate Yudhis Narayan Singh, and he's such an astute member of society. And Mr. Singh is an advocate practicing in the National Capital Region and a senior partner at YNS and Associates. He specialised in real estate matters and advised on a wide array of legal issues for both international and domestic clients. He's been associated with leading law firms and also with major companies such as Airbus India, Tata Sky, Tata Housing, Pratik Group, Zara, Massimo Dutti, Deutsche Bank, Walmart India, Nando's Restaurants, and the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, Harley Davidson, Bank of Baroda, Maruti Suzuki, Nexa, and Salesforce, amongst others. Now, Mr. Singh has been recognized for his work in the development and promotion of the Real Estate Relation and Development Act 2016, RERA, and has been actively involved in the championing of his unprecedented legislation. He's been a panelist on various television debates, a speaker at international and domestic conferences, and has been actively involved in RERA-related matters. He joins us today, and it's only right that we should be inviting him to iGlobal Radio today. Mr. Yudhis Narayan Singh, a very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much indeed. So let's talk about you as a person. You've got such a stellar background, and what an amazing background you've got, and incredible experience, which we'd like to get the benefit of today. We're going to be talking about working as a profile senior partner. What does it entail at YNS and Associates, your company? COVID, how's it impacted India? Where do you see the turnaround in current real estate, and giving advice to NRIs and foreign companies as well? We're going to be covering all these subjects today here in the program. But let's talk about you very slightly and briefly at the beginning of this program today. What brought you into the business of studying and practicing law?
Tony, I always had an interest in the law. And when I was in school, I took up humanities as my subject area and political science. And I was very clear that once I graduated, I wanted to pursue becoming a lawyer. At that point of time, real estate law was not really clearly demarcated in my mind that that is going to become my practice area. But as I joined the profession in 2009, I realized that I wanted to specialize. Real estate law came really easily to me and naturally to me. And I felt that there was a dearth of good real estate lawyers in the country. So I made that area my area of specialization. And YNS and Associates came about after I worked with a couple of leading firms in India as a real estate lawyer, and I wanted to set it up, and I wanted to make a boutique practice, which dealt not only with real estate law and other practice areas as well, but wanted to make a boutique firm like the firms in London, which I got to work very closely with, which catered to specifically also to real estate matters. So that is how we've come about, and we are a young team, we are a young firm. With some good clients and a good profile. We do a lot of work. One of the advantages that we have as lawyers is we don't only work on the dispute side. We don't only handle litigation. We don't only handle disputes. We also do a lot of transactional work and advisory work. So we can also be advising foreign companies which are entering into India in which part to come and set up their offices, or doing a due diligence for them, or doing transactional documents for them. And on the dispute side, if anybody ever has a problem and they're going into a litigation or into dispute resolution. So most firms usually focus on one of the two. We have a good spectrum coverage of both sides. And we do a lot of advisory for non-resident Indians who are based mostly in London, Dubai, Singapore, various parts of the UK. So that is our firm and that is our profile.
Truly inspirational. As far as your profile and work profile as a senior partner entails at YNS and Associates, can you give us some examples of some of the work that you've done and go into slightly more detail apart from what you've just told us a moment ago?
For me, the biggest role is to decide where the firm is going, you know, where the vision of the firm, because, you know, you'll get, if I get too caught up in my, in the day-to-day affairs and the execution of work, that is very important. And that the, my macro role with the firm is, to have a vision for where we are growing and where we are developing, what kind of practice areas do we want to pursue? What kind of, growth do we want to have in terms of our team, in terms of a skill set? I do believe that law is a very wide subject, and we need to cherry pick and choose which are the practice areas and which profiles we want to pursue. A major focus for us is foreign companies. They do need a high degree of care and guidance when they invest in India. Land is a good asset, but it's also a very controversial subject in India. Every land has its own history, like every Indian family has its own history. So our job is to sit and decipher that and make sure that the investments are safe, to make sure that there's nothing wrong with that, you know, with the investment. So as a senior partner, one is my macro role of having a vision for the firm and deciding where I'm steering the firm, and the second is obviously, you know, management of dealing with the clients, of dealing with our court work, with dealing with our my own team's you know, day-to-day affairs, and to make sure that in spite of tough periods like COVID-19 has brought on us, that the firm grows aggressively and keeps moving forward. So one of the advantages we've had during this period of COVID was we are a relatively young firm. So when the courts decided to move to, for instance, online hearings and web-based hearings, we were far quicker than other firms, you know, as far, because we are so well-versed with technology, you know, it comes easily to us. So we were the first ones to actually, you know, to get things moving and start appearing in the courts seamlessly. That has been a great advantage. And that is my job. My job is to equip the team to ensure that we have the wherewithal to move forward at any point of time.
Excellent. We're talking to Mr. Yudish Narayan Singh, who's a senior partner at YNS and Associates, all the way from Delhi in India.
iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Yudish, you mentioned a moment ago that your company, YNS and Associates, were really geared up and ahead of time when it came to online hearings and dealing with the courts. And you mentioned COVID. How has COVID impacted real estate in India as a whole?
COVID has definitely had an adverse impact on the real estate sector in India. And when I'm talking about real estate, I'm talking about residential, commercial, institutional. I mean, across the board, real estate has definitely seen a slowdown. Now, real estate, especially if I were to talk about North India and specifically the Delhi National Capital Region, was already reeling under a lot of pressure and a lot of unfinished projects and controversies around that. But I do believe that India inherently has a lot of demand for real estate, that, you know, millions of people moving to cities every year from the rural areas. So there's a person who moves from a village to a town to work, and his first aspiration becomes to buy a house.
Yeah.
And for the first person who comes from the village to the city who wants to run a business, he wants to buy a shop. So the demand is endless, you know, for real estate. And while there have been a lot of controversies and a lot of, you know, there was a real estate in especially in the NCR region, for instance, was a very murky in a very murky place 5 years back. There has been a lot of cleanup now. The Supreme Court has stepped in a big way. And I honestly believe that it's a matter of time before the real estate sector gains traction again. So, one of the things because you asked me particularly about COVID,
yes.
The biggest issue is, very few people highlight this, is the real estate development and the real estate sector employs the largest number of skilled and unskilled people together in the country. And what happened during the first lockdown was, you see, the lockdown was announced within 4 hours that the whole country was going on a nationwide lockdown, and it was because of coronavirus. Now, what happens is all the migrant laborers who come from rural areas to work here at the construction site, and I'm not talking about hundreds or thousands, I'm talking about tens of thousands in a particular part of a city.
Really?
All of them panicked and they started to walk home. You know, those who couldn't get trains or couldn't get...
My goodness. You know,
nobody takes flight. So they started to walk home. We saw a lot of disturbing realities come out last year. Now, what happens is every time there's a lockdown or every time there's a surge in COVID cases, these people rush back to the village because 100 rupees in the village has a lot more value than 100 rupees in the city.
Indeed.
And whatever their little savings are, you know, we need, you know, it helps them survive for a much longer period of time. So what I'm trying to say is, as long as the pandemic continues, real estate development will not gain the same traction because we need these people to finish unfinished products, projects. You know, we don't have the know-how or the skill set or the ability to go and finish these projects. You need these people on site working the way they do to finish the project. So that is something which is going to, you know, once the cases come down, once COVID is completely under control, when people are vaccinated, that is when I see the real estate sector really coming back in a big way.
We are talking to Yudhis Narayan Singh from YNS and Associates in Delhi right now on this program today.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Yudhis, when do you see a turnaround in the current real estate scenario for both commercial and residential sectors? Because you said that people are coming from the villages, they want to buy houses and shops, etc. And suddenly the scenario of supply and demand comes to my mind. But as far as the turnaround is concerned for real estate, what is your opinion on that?
If you're talking about a turnaround of the entire sector, we have to realize that people who want to buy, you know, who have that demand, who are creating that demand, have to have the money to back it up to buy the property. Right now, people's priorities have changed. You know, the prioritization was essential services. Their prioritization was medical, health and medical facilities and expenditure on that. So the entire shift of investment, has gone for a complete phase in India. I do believe that once the economy stabilizes, I do believe that once businesses start operating on a more on a larger volume and in a more sustainable way, I do think that the demand comes back. You see, Tony, if you see any business in India, as long as people want that thing, that business skyrockets. I'll give you an example. Even before COVID, online services, companies like Myntra, companies like Amazon, you know, there's such a large demand for buying things online. They were already soaring, you know, in India. So COVID just catapulted that further. So in the same manner, I believe even if it's selling noodles, for instance, or selling fittings or something, the moment there's a demand, the demand is so great in India that businesses do well. You know, so that is what we have to place reliance on to get the economy back as a whole, so that whole sector can turn around together. People have that excess money to invest in the real estate market.
That's a wonderful scenario, because to me it sounds very encouraging, because it seems that there's growth and exponential growth as far as the economy is concerned.
The economy is obviously trailing right now. It is not doing, it has shrunk. It's far from having the turnaround yet. But you see, there are so many emerging businesses. You know, for instance, if I have to pick one, we are very excited about this whole China Plus One scenario that has come into play. The fact that COVID-19 last year made it a global reality to people that they cannot completely place reliance on China for sourcing products or for their manufacturing requirements. You know, it's too much dependency on one country. So, India becomes an alternative. And especially with in relation to sectors like pharmaceutical industry or towards healthcare or towards, you know, assembly product. So that is something. How the government supports businesses and how the government supports entrepreneurs to get back in tune with and help the economy grow is going to be critical over the next year. If the government provides the correct framework and support to businesses, India will be booming again in a year's time.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
Yudis, for people who are listening worldwide and NRIs and foreign companies looking to lease or buy property in India, what advice can you give us today here in this program?
In terms of foreign companies which are entering into India, it depends on what the nature of your business is. Are you looking at India with a long-term perspective? Are you looking, depends what your product is. You know, is it a service or is it a manufacturing? Is it a, what kind of? So based on the requirements of the client, we usually tailor make very specific, we identify very specific parcels of land or developed spaces, and we conduct a complete thorough due diligence on that, those properties. We ensure that these companies have nothing to worry about as far as their real estate investment is concerned, whether it's on lease or by way of purchase. A company needs real estate only to sustain its office spaces or to sustain its manufacturing facility. They don't want it to be an issue on a day-to-day basis. The business is an issue on a day-to-day basis. So we make sure that the real estate does not create any issues for them, and we make sure that they get safe, clear title property.
And it's security people are looking for, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Yudhish Narayan Singh, you are the senior partner at YNS & Associates based in Delhi in India. For those people listening to this broadcast today who might want to get in touch with you for your advice and also representation, how do people go about getting in touch with your company and what's their call to action?
It's very simple. You can just drop me an email. It's to Yudhish, so it's Yudhist at YNSAssociates.com. And as I told you, we are a young team, so we are very receptive to communications, emails, whether by clients or prospective clients or any other person. So we are always proactive. We are always responding to our clients, to various queries that we get. So we'll be happy to interact with us.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.